All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I have two incredible guests with me. I had the honor of meeting them in person. They have a phenomenal fictional novel out that explores some deeply spiritual and life purpose chasing dreams, and I can't wait for them to share it. I've never had this kind of conversation on the show before, and I'm really excited. First, a couple quick announcements before we get started. Head over to the links in the show notes. You are going to find so much. You'll find ways to connect on social media. You'll find links for my lovely guests. You'll find my courses, free downloads, ways to sponsor the podcast, ways to purchase my own book. And of course, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. We are doing some incredible things in the personal development realm. That is where I met Angel and Rocio. And we're out there helping the world. So come connect with us, help raise the consciousness of humanity. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools, and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. All right, so with me today, I have Rocio Aquino and Angel Oringo, and they are an amazing husband and wife team of 23 years. They're devoted parents, and they are co-authors of The Orchid, The Secret Code of Modern Goddesses. It is an inspirational novel that follows the journey of five women through personal growth, healing, and self-discovery. And they have racked up some amazing awards for it already. Their collaborative efforts with the novel are a reflection of their own transformative journeys. And I cannot wait for you to share them. So welcome, Rocio and Angel. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having us, Chris. It's a pleasure for being here with you and your audience.
Yes, thank you so much. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here, and we're so happy to share this space with you. Thank you.
The honor is mine. I'm really excited you're here. We got to meet in person at Barnes & Noble, less than a month ago now. And we just connected on such a deep level, and I knew I had to have you on the show. So I'm grateful for the work you're doing in the world. But first, I always start my episodes off the same way, and that is by asking my guests to share their origin story. So I'd love if you could each share a little bit on what was your path that led you to want to write The Orchid?
I'm going to begin really quick. I'm going to try to see if I can summarize all this. When I was a child, I grew up in a very abusive household when my father used to hit my mother and he was really cheating on her. And I saw a lot of violence and saw very difficult things. So I saw the light of my mother go dim and dim and dim. And with different things, and then she divorced and they get in Mexico happened an earthquake and she lost everything, and how she was with four kids. And I was working really young. So at one point she goes very depressed and she died when she was 47. So I'm there alone, and all my brothers and myself, we are in survival, right? And at one point when she died, I discovered that I'm gonna be alone and I feel super lonely. So I tried to kill myself at one point, and it was very difficult to don't have anything that I can hold to, because I didn't have the example, neither my mother, that's why she was. And at one point I suffered sexual abuse. So was really a point that, you know, I need to live for a reason, but I didn't have any tools. My only tool at that point was to go out of bed and say, today is going to be a good day, only with a small intention, you see? Yeah. And from there, 33 years later, has been a radical change. And that was the beginning of many difficult things, but you see, that was the lowest point. And for that reason, at one point, I go back and it's like, I hope anyone who is struggling can read a novel for them to find tools to really see that they can have a different life and a different path.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate your vulnerability. I appreciate your honesty. You know, the 3D human part of me is like, I'm so sorry you went through that. That's horrible, and no one should go through that. The higher spiritual part of me is like, you took something so difficult and did something so beautiful with it. And it was almost like your mission here on earth, right? And I love that you had like nothing except for your own belief
nothing
system,
really
your own
and I know
attitude,
now
your own I'm gonna make this a good day no matter
all
what
that
is so inspirational. And you know, the reason I love asking this question at the beginning of the show is because all my guests have similar stories. Like, everyone's story is different, but so many people on the show have gone through really challenging things and have come out stronger and more empathetic and kinder and wiser and leveled up, and now they're helping others. And I know that the same is with you. So I just appreciate you and your story so much. So thank you for sharing it. And Angel, I'd love to hear yours too.
Well, in my case, it's not as radical as Rocio's, but not too different either. Abusive households, you know, I saw a lot of abusive masculine figures in my life. And I also was a victim of sexual abuse. But something happened along the way, and somehow I was able to let go. And I was able to heal. And it didn't happen until late 20s, early 30s. So by the time I met Rocio and we were married, I was different. I was calmer. I was okay, I guess. But one thing, Chris, that I didn't have was the awareness and the ability to explain what was happening to me, or how or why I was the way I was, and what had taken place in order for me to heal the past and move forward and live more in the present. So when Rocio and I meet and begin traveling the world and experiencing other cultures, really what ended up happening is that Rocio and I experienced something that led me to forgive it, and her to kind of hold on to it. And so she started looking for forgiveness in her life once again, probably stemming from early childhood as well, obviously. And in my case, I was looking for purpose. I needed direction. I didn't have it. I wasn't doing bad. I was doing well professionally, but I didn't find myself in the right direction. And so that's what, when we both sit down and start looking for something deeper, it was the search for forgiveness and the search for purpose that actually drives us to want to know and need to know more. And that's how we get to experience everything we did that brought us to a deep sense of introspection and ultimately to writing the novel.
Thank you so much for sharing your story too. So what was it while you were traveling that happened that led you to be able to let go and Rocio to need to experience forgiveness?
At one point, I was feel like somebody was betraying me. And my model, what I learned is when someone betray you, you stop talking to them. It's like, I'm never going to talk to that person. And you carry the rage. So at one point, it's like, I need to let go the rage because I don't want to do it anymore. So, and I want to see that person again. So how I can do it? So I was asking Angel, how you did it? And in my case, I was not able to share, like a really release all that anger and all that sadness, and I'm not enough. So that's what happened.
So, and thank you for sharing, because I feel like that is so relatable. And I love that you even said, like, you were kind of raised that way. Like, so many of us are modeled that behavior. We're raised a certain way. And like, it's like, we don't even mean to have that reaction, but it's like in us, right? So then how did you, I mean, Angel, like, what was the advice you gave? Like, how did you end up being able to let go and forgive, Rocio? Because I think that's like a golden nugget that listeners want to know, right?
Well, that's the thing, Chris. I wasn't able to explain to her why I was able to let go. I just had. And so there was something very innate in me that allowed me to move forward. I now can put it in words today. I know exactly what it is. But at that moment, I couldn't help her. And so she went on a search for answers.
And I love it because thanks to that, I discovered that I have an emotional body. And that emotional body, when you are carrying so much, is what stock is, your energy is there, stock. So I begin to understand how to release. So at one point, how I was releasing, forgiving, and then how I was feeling grateful. So instead of looking from answers outside in my world, I was going to many therapies, with many teachers, with many books and everything to go inside of me to help me to release everything. And when I find out, like, the formula is like, okay, Angel, we need to share this with the world and we need to do a TV show for people to begin to see another way of thinking. How? We think that it's difficult, but it's not difficult. It's easy if you really invest in yourself. It's the most important investment to go inside of you and really understanding this new way of thinking that is not new, okay? It's new for me.
Right.
It's the knowledge of the civilizations, all, you see?
Okay, so what's the formula? That's the question. What's the formula that you need to share with the world that you figured out?
So the formula is very simple. You begin to understand for what reason you think the way you think. In the moment that you really understand that you are the result of your belief and where do you grow up, and begin to separate yourself for that you can question, because a thought can be changed and depends how you feel about your thought, is how you can react to anything. So it's an accumulation of very things. So we put everything in the book, in the like a novel, for that reason, for people really to see that the formula is many things and you begin to choose. So consciousness, then gratitude, and how to apply in different exercise. After that, you go and forgive. You go forgive people, and then you forgive yourself and the ideas for carrying that. Plus, you have an acceptance. Okay, this is my reality right now, but I can change, and it's what I'm going to do. And then intention, how I'm going to move forward. And at the beginning, the retraining of your brain is like I only know how to act in this manner, but I can retrain my brain to act in a different way. So when you are with that intention, you really see yourself like you are in a play, and you can choose which movie you can go in.
Wow, when you said we were on the same page, you meant we were on the same page. I love everything you just shared. I love everything you shared. And I like how you prefaced it by saying it's really simple, because it is really simple. It's also incredibly difficult, right? But like the idea of it is simple, but it's like it can be difficult because of our ego mind, right? So tell me about the book. So all of this is in the book, all of these profound lessons, there's exercises you can do, but it's a novel, right? I've never heard of anyone doing that. So how did you get the idea to write it that way? Like, how do you weave everything in and out?
You go, Angel.
Thank you. trial and error. When we first sat down, this all began, Chris, because I was experiencing myself through Rocio. As she was experiencing shift and change, dramatic change, I was learning about the steps that it takes, about, you know, she would ask me, where are you feeling that emotion? And I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't as connected to my body as she was to hers. And she was able to pinpoint, I feel it here. And not only do I feel it here, I feel that it's moving and coming back. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we started capturing that in order, because we said, okay, first let's record this, then let's start writing. And it became about her and her story. And at some point, we started to realize that the story of one person wasn't enough, because there were so many experiences that we were having that it would just almost feel fake or supernatural to try to say all those things to an audience using one character. A real one in this case. So we decided to shift into a novel and then create multiple characters so that, because they all had a little bit of each one of us. We took acting lessons to kind of embody our characters. Oh. You know, Rocio, I saw Rocio experience a panic attack. I, in that particular session, was a woman that was sexually abused. And of course, I was sexually abused. So I was able to really dive into it profoundly. And so as we started writing those pieces and putting together the lessons that we wanted to talk about, mainly the five that Rocio, I say six because the ultimate one is self-love, obviously. All of this leads to self-love. It just started to take shape and it made so much sense. And then everything that you see in the book, it's something we experienced in one way or another. There is vacations in there. There are hotels that we went where the room was a nest or the room was a mirror room. And, you know, and so tree houses. And we wanted to bring all of our experience from around the world together into one place. And then the ultimate, I would say, seal of that is that we wanted to create a place of absolute love and non-judgment, because we found that that environment is the environment that really supports healing. And so the orchid is really this place where these five women 5 that we follow, but 30 women who go on a weekly basis to this place, and they've been doing that for 20 years, find a place of love, find a community of love in which they are then given the strength and the support to go inside to that dark place and start cleaning out with a lot of love, start cleaning out, you know, the baggage that we carry, whatever that is for whoever it is. And so that's how we got started. And we didn't know it was going to take the shape that it did, but ultimately it did come together quite nicely.
Chris,
so beautiful. Chris,
Angel is very nice because he's not telling you that at one point something else was giving him the words really to go so profound and to write and to try to pass in the most simple way this knowledge, because, you know, one, we can make a change when a person change the consciousness, and then the collective consciousness can be, we can shift it. So if we put this information very simple for anyone to understand, then they want to get more. So I see this book like at the beginning of the journey. The beginning, and is something that you can put very simple for people who does, at one point, they don't want to see the mirror. So, because we've been trained to think that is difficult to change, that is impossible, right, that is going to be painful, that is, and it's only, that's why it's so important, this kind of conversations, Chris, because then they see that we are here, the three of us, we live very difficult things, but you manifest your husband and your beautiful life. I manifest my husband, and what happened 5 minutes ago doesn't matter. So is this, for that reason, is so important to have these tools out there. So that's why we did it in a very simple way.
I love that. And that totally makes sense, because sometimes people aren't ready for something like a personal development self-help book, right? They're not going to pick that up. They're not going to say, oh, I need this, right? It's like it's that old marketing thing, like give people what they want, not what they need. And then once you give them what they want, you can kind of like slip in what they need, and you're planting seeds, right? Like what a brilliant idea to do it through like a great novel, right? Because so many people want to just like escape with a great novel, but you're giving them these profound lessons. And like you said, then they're going to want more after that. So I think it's really brilliant. Okay, so is the orchid a place? And that's like where all these women go? That's what you were saying? So it's like a hotel? Oh, I think someone's orchid, muted. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, the orchid is the greatest spa in the world. Mm-hmm. It is a 5-star resort. Because okay. You know what? It's healing. And going into these dark places doesn't need to happen in ugly places. It can happen in the most marvelous of places, right?
I love that.
and it's a metaphor for our own hearts and our own lives, right? Yeah. Really, the orchid is inside of us. It's there. It is there where we find that strength of character and that freedom to go deep within. But in the book, yes, it's a place near Northern California, near the Shasta Mountain. Ooh. And it's magical. And the beauty of the place is that we learned in our travels and through speaking with many people who had experienced different types of realities in terms of spirituality, that we, you, our listeners, should never give their power to one thing, to one person. And is, you know, open yourself to the idea that the wisdom of the world is spread throughout the world. So at the orchid, the healers, the teachers, they come from all walks of life and all directions and all religions. And each one of them really centers in love. And because at the end, you know, at the core of spirituality is love, we all speak the same language. And so that's what the women find at the Orchid. They find a place that can hold them dearly and tenderly. And they find really well-trained individuals, such as yourself, such as many others we've met in our careers, that are there with only one purpose, right? Which is to be present and be of service to them and nothing else at that moment. Yesterday, tomorrow doesn't matter, is here and now with you, so you can go deep inside and heal. And so that's the Orchid, and that's the beauty of it. And going back to your comment, yeah, it's, you know, we've been doing stories for millions of years around the fire. So there is a council at the Orchid. It happens every night. They meet after their tough day. They do sharings. It's just really a magical opportunity for people to be themselves and just share and heal and form community.
Well, I want to go to the Orchid. I'm sad that it's made up. I think you need to start the Orchid, like open the Orchid.
There's I hope. Yes, I hope we can have many orchids. You know, Chris, we need help. We need help to really put the information outside, and maybe somebody wants to do the Orchid or something else, you see? Because at the end is, for your listeners, is no one is going to come to save you, but you can save yourself perfectly. Everything, the tools are here. And in the moment that you save yourself, your life changed. I became a better person, a better mom, a better wife, a better friend. It's like a really, and I can continue to tell you that only is the beginning of some radical change in your life. And really you begin to experience life in another way. So yes, I hope we can have the Orchid. You're gonna be more than invite. Maybe you are one of the teachers or you are the owner.
You're both very sweet. You know, we're all students on the path, right? Like we're all here learning. I'm just here learning along with you. And so what do you say to someone who is listening and maybe they're in that dark place right now? Mm-hmm. And you know, what is something that they can do today that is going to help them, you know, start to move their life in a new direction, start to change their thoughts, start to, I'm trying to think of how eloquently you put it, just start to have that radical change.
You go first.
Thank you. Look, it really, awareness, one of the reasons why we put awareness first is really just start looking at elements of your life, right? Just little things. Don't go too deep. I mean, it may be difficult. Just start small, which is think about an idea or a way in which you react to something, a way in which you refer to something or you behave towards something, and ask yourself, why do I do that? Where does it come from? Do I like it? And if I like it, it's okay. Then let's continue it, right? Keep going. But if you don't, then ask yourself, am I willing to change it? Because ultimately it's about choice. And if the answer is yes, my gosh, there are so many different tools and books that are available. But start with that little step, asking yourself, what is it about me that I want to change? Oh, I want to change. I'll give you an example. There was a person that we were speaking to, that a friend of ours, that realized that she would wake up in the morning and her house was chaos. She would start screaming and telling the kids, come on, let's go. Let's get breakfast, get dressed. And it was just like war, right? Like a war zone. And she stepped back and said, I'm not sure I want to continue that in my life. That's how it was in my life, in my childhood with my parents. And just acknowledging it allowed her to, at the very least, separate it from herself and ultimately start doing something differently about it. So I would say awareness, really just asking yourself, what is that side of me that I would love to change? And maybe that's something you observe in somebody else. Maybe you look at somebody, and that's how it happens with us in Rocio, right, Rocio? You were looking at a family who had divorced, but they loved each other so much after the divorce that they still acted like husband and wife in front of the people and their children with such love and appreciation. And Rocio said, I want that. I love the love that these people are experiencing. How do I bring that into my life? And so I invite people to really look at themselves and ask that, because it's really powerful, because it leads to something.
Yes, and very important, another clue is when you see it in another person, is because you is already inside of you, so you can recognize. So really, instead of call that envy, call that inspiration. So you gonna really, that's why it's your own formula, because you're gonna decide what I need is this. All the answers are inside of you, and no one knows better than you what is the best for you.
I like that. When you started talking, I thought you were going to say everything that triggers you is a mirror for you, because we hear that all the time, but you flipped it into something really beautiful and positive, that anything beautiful and amazing that you see, you notice that because that's a facet of you too. And I love that everyone out there is a mirror for us, right? The whole world is a reflection back to us, the good and the bad and the ugly and the beautiful. And like, really, it's all subjective, and or it's all subjective anyway, right? Like, there really aren't these dualities. And I wanted to touch on what Angel said as well, because I think it's really important that I feel like there's this tendency to be like, oh, that's just like how I am, or it's in my genes, or it's how I was raised, or, and like, people even seem to like wear that as a badge of honor sometimes. Like, oh yeah, like I just come from an angry family, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I have a big Italian family that lives in Chicago as an example. And I was driving the car with my mom, my aunt, and my cousin, and someone cut us off, and my aunt and my cousin started like screaming out the window and like swearing, and like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you don't know who's, you know what I mean? And my cousin's like, whoa, I'm just like raised in Chicago. That's just how I am. But it's just that, like, it's not taking accountability and not really looking back, right? Like, it's easy if you want to change, like you said, because it's easy to say like, oh, it's because of how I was raised, or it's because of this, or it's because of this outside event or person. But like you said, everything's a choice. Sure, we might have been programmed, but we can unprogram ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right? It's all down to us.
In fact, we're so used to today, right, with our telephones and our technology, how often are we downloading a new version of it, an update, right? And think about how little in the past we used to think the same of us. In fact, we go through life and most people only are educated through the early part of their lives. And then the rest of education happens one-on-one in real life scenarios, but we never really say, well, you know, I'm going to take some time off to really think about myself or get to know myself or ask myself why, whatever that why is. And so, yeah, it's one thing that we invite many people to do is really step back and have and go into a process of introspection, asking yourself the why. Because when you ask yourself the why, then it's easier to say, okay, and I having identified what that may be, then what are the things that I could use to address that? Oh, I could go and experience other people. I could go and experience other cultures and see what they've done. I can journal. I can't, whatever the answer is, and everyone is different, but everything starts really with a why, right? Like in this place, as Rocio was looking, her why was looking for forgiveness. My why was looking for purpose. And that led us to just further down the road and further down the path.
Absolutely. And it's just difficult sometimes to look at those parts of yourself that maybe there's some shame around, or, you know, maybe you're not happy with, or you're embarrassed of, like if you get angry all the time, or you get, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, we're all humans having human experiences, and Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, things that happen to you aren't your fault, but your healing is your responsibility, right? I think Rocio said something similar to that earlier. Okay, so Rocio was able to forgive. Were you able to find purpose? Like, what did that journey look like?
Oof. You know, Chris, it was so beautiful. And it was about aligning all of me into one direction. And it really came through. First, I was experiencing her. Obviously, the book really took us down a path of just deep, deep introspection. Even after we had gone through our own introspection, the book was sort of the mastery of it. Because not only did we write it in English, we then translated it into Spanish. We had it done into an audiobook. So all these times we were experiencing ourselves again and again and again. But really, for me, it was when I found alignment between my thoughts, my words, my emotions, and my actions. Mm-hmm. When I found that to be aligned, it was such power that I felt. Almost invincible. And what I realized at that moment, it's almost as if, oh, the past had become extremely clear. And I realized that my purpose on this earth was really to be of service. And, you know, and I've heard that so many different times, and I would even question it whenever I would hear from others, like, really, that clear? Except that it happened to me. And I understood, really, I mean, I've told this to Rocio and many other people now, that my career, my 30-year career in the entertainment industry was only training for what am I about to do right now. And it was so profound to feel that way. All these great presentations, all the exposure to clients around the world, to different cultures. And it's like, huh, I'm being trained for something greater, right? To help people around the world connect with themselves internally. And one day Rocio woke up from, again, we're so intertwined. It's beautiful, but sometimes a bit perplexing. And she woke up from a dream.
All other people can say it a little bit weird. And it's like, yeah, but you know, is we choose this.
And she wakes up from her dream,
sure. And we're having. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. We were in the kitchen having coffee, and she goes, "Oh, by the way, I had a dream last night. The story, and our purpose, and our company is about women, about empowering women." Hmm. And I kid you not, because of my experience in life, having been surrounded by some magnificent women, my mom, other women, even women in my career, I can pinpoint more than I can men, the women that were important steps in my own career path. And when she said that, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, I get it. I just understood that everything that had happened to me led to that moment in time. And so that's when we decided that our book and our company would be focused on telling stories of empowerment, and specifically on women. And it was all sort of magical, really, except that it has been so real and so absolutely aligned with who I am now that it's a beacon in my life now, that purpose. And I see it, and we've been now at it for 2 years, Chris. Well, actually more if you count the time we've been spending writing. And it's just been wonderful. And now we're getting to the point where we're experiencing the feedback from the people who have read the book and the change that it's having in their lives, mostly women, not exclusively. And it's just, that's when you say, that's purpose. I am a conduit. I am an intermediary in bringing messages to people that ultimately are helping them connect to something greater than themselves. Not me, not my stories, not our story, but something much greater than all of us. And it's just really beautiful to watch.
I can feel your energy and passion through the screen. Like I felt that it was like electricity as you were talking about it. And that's such an interesting definition of purpose that you gave, when your thoughts, your feelings, your habits, your actions were all aligned. And it was making me think, like, yeah, how many people are out there whose thoughts might not align with their actions? Or like we were talking about, like, maybe you act a certain way that you're not happy with yourself. And all you have to do is pay attention and make that choice. And the way that you said it made it so clear that it's a choice, that you chose to step into that alignment. And that's beautiful that you're getting so much feedback from people. And I'm curious, like, once you are able to align all those things and really step into your purpose, have you noticed more like flow in your life? Is things like flowing with more ease? Like you left an entertainment industry after 30 years and started your own company. Like, how has that been?
Definitely flow. And call it flow. We experience miracles on a daily basis. And, you know, it's magic, if you want to use that word. Whoever you are and wherever you are listening, it's really almost superhuman what we're experiencing. And it's all around being aligned. And it is, to your point and what I was mentioning. And the way I see it is, we go through life shooting our energy in all sorts of different directions, and we're gonna shoot here, shoot there, and this and that. But the moment that you put all your effort into one clear direction, you start feeling, one, very powerful, and two, you start seeing the results. I read in a book once that when you're, you know, spreading your energy, it's like ordering food at a restaurant and telling the waiter, I want this, and before the waiter enters or gets close to the machine in which he's entering the order, you're calling them back to make a different order. Or can you change this and can you change that? And that's how we often lead our lives, right? Through so many changes, never really focusing on one thing profoundly and seriously or for long enough, we start sending so many mixed messages to the world and to people. And so I really did find my strength when I aligned everything. And yes, I used to be in the entertainment industry, but we would come home and we would tell our daughters to turn off television because that was not good for them. And you see it today. There's a great documentary out there in which people who work in social media say, oh, I would never give a smartphone to my child. Are you crazy? Right? And so it's that. It's that we're divided. And the moment that you start realizing, I'm going to try to be true to myself, you start to gain a lot of clarity. And with that clarity comes desire and purpose and success. And so we're seeing an incredible amount. The book is our first product, and we are making an effort to dedicate ourselves to distributing the book as broadly as we can. We're self-published authors, so it takes a little bit longer and a lot more effort.
But thank you.
What we're seeing is dramatic, and we're so delighted to really be the messengers of something much greater than us. And to Rocio's earlier point, we've been inspired by something greater. Some people call it God, some people call it the universe. At the end, we have given it many names, but it's that super force that sees over all of us.
Yeah, no, I love that point about we're kind of moving in a bunch of different directions, and especially like maybe what you're doing for work isn't aligning with your true heart. Right. I've had that experience before too. And so I want to kind of ask the same question of you, Rocio, and then I'll kind of like start to wrap it up. But once you were able to forgive, like, and I know that it radically changed your life, but I'd love to hear just a little bit more of like, what was that like? Like actually being able to forgive and let things go. Like, what did that do for your life? What did that do for any aspect of you?
For example, when I was not feeling enough, I was taking my life from there. So My decision in doing a business was more because I was feeling that that is going to help me to fulfill my life. So in the moment that I, because I was very simple example, I was looking for appreciation outside of me. I was looking, Chris, that you're going to be my best friend and you're going to tell me how cool I am, because I was not able to say it to me. So I was looking for someone to tell me, really. And because I was not able, I didn't feel it inside of me. I know that I was funny. I think I was, but I was never, I want to be your friend and make you laugh. And then you're going to say how funny you are. And I was so happy that I was making for you. So what I want was your approval. In the moment that I was feeling myself, I was feeling that I was enough when I loved myself, what I was in peace with me. So I discovered what is the feeling of success. And I was alone in a room by myself, only the sensation in the body was calm and happiness and gratefulness by myself. So that was the ultimate achievement in my life. It's like, oh my God, if I can replicate this every day and every moment, that is the dream. So when I was continue to invest in myself and begin to observe myself, so in that moment, I was able to say, oh my God, I can reclaim that I am love, that I am free, that I am powerful, to break the mold and to really be my own. Because when I'm here, I have a better relationship with all around me, and I became a better mother. And thank God, because my kids, now that they see me, is, oh my God, Mom, you don't scream anymore. You are like, I'm more calm, and I'm not my mother. I know my grandmother. It's like I'm myself, what I believe, and my relationship with them. So is incredible. And I only want to recommend to everyone. That's why we are dedicating our lives to more people can see that you can be in another way and feel calm, abundant, with successful lives. And when you are that and you are vibrating in that position, you generate anything. So thank you for the question.
Thank you for the answer. I think that's so, so relatable, that people are seeking outside validation. And even if they're doing something that's serving a greater purpose and serving people, they might still be in it for validation or for a different reason. And I think that just kind of brings it back to like what you have been saying all along, is that first step of awareness and like really being like, okay, why am I doing these things? Because on an intellectual level, you can be like, yeah, I'm starting this great company, I'm helping women, I'm changing the world. But if you're doing it for external validation, you're going to feel that in your soul, and other people are going to feel that too.
Yes. So I think 100%.
I think that's really brave. Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, I think that's really brave of you to...
You froze again.
Oh, I was just saying, I think it's really brave of you to be able to speak that out loud, because, you know, that's a hard thing to admit. Ooh, hit my mic. So we're starting to, we're almost at time. Is there anything you want to leave listeners with today? And then I'll let you talk a bit about where they can find the book. But is there anything we didn't touch on today that you want to just get out there as a last message for people?
You, Angel.
You are magnificent. There is no one like you. You have help around you, people like us, books. There are a lot of books. Anywhere where you look, if you're looking for it, you can find answers to it, just about any question. But remember, as we said before, the best answers for all of the questions you have are inside of you. And trust yourself, trust your intuition, dig in. It's okay. It's going to feel uncomfortable, but stay in the present. Let go of the past. Forget about the future for now. The more solid you are here, now, today, the better you will be tomorrow. Love yourself above all and trust yourself. I know it's sometimes difficult. We make a lot of mistakes. And if you did, forgive yourself. My gosh, let go, let go, let go, let go. I love in your book, you use the same anecdote, which is, you know, it's not letting go is like carrying a hot coal with the intention of throwing it at someone else. And the only person that gets burned is you. Let go.
Yeah, that was Buddha, not me. But yeah.
Yeah, we're only repeating it. Thank you,
Buddha. But it's so true. It's so true that we're the only ones that we hurt with our thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, thank you so much. And go ahead.
So what I want to say is really what happened 5 seconds ago. I know that now Christmas is coming, okay? And everyone is going to begin, okay, my new purpose for a year, I'm going to begin. You can begin in the next moment. Like right now, you can create something different. So don't wait until January. If you want to make a change, you can do it right now. Really, go and buy the book of Chris or our book. But really, it's like the most important part is doesn't define you. And you are the most important part of the light. And we need you because if you are better, the world is better. Because I'm better, I'm creating a different world. So please trust in yourself. We need you. So thank you.
Beautifully said. Thank you. And I'm sure listeners are dying to know where they can find your book now and where they can connect with you. So if you wouldn't mind just sharing that, just so they can find you. And I like that you have orchids behind you. That's very beautifully placed.
The Orchid, the Secret Code of Modern Goddesses, can be found in all major platforms. It is in physical, electronic, and audiobook in both English and Spanish. Audible, Apple Books, Amazon, Kobo, Google Play, you name it. You can find it just about anywhere. And
you know, Chris, what I love is the people who have read it. It's like a change of favor. It's like they say in Spanish, una cadena de favores. It's like I read it and it's so good that I'm giving away to someone else. And imagine that is what we can really do. Is that's the service that we are providing. So thank you so much for the space. Yeah, thank you so much for your beautiful questions. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you both so much. The pleasure is all mine. I'm so grateful that our paths intertwined and I got to meet you, and I have your book on my shelf and I plan on reading it. I can't wait to read it. And I just appreciate you both so much. Thank you for the work you're doing in this world. And for listeners, please send this episode to someone you think could use it. Pick up a copy of the book, like, comment, share, subscribe, help raise the consciousness of humanity. We're all in this together. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everyone.